Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. What a year 2020 was. Now I think we're all pretty excited for a fresh start in 2021. Every New Year's brings new goals, new wishes, resolutions. This year looks a little different for the start, though. And here to talk about wellness goals that we can make this January 2021, lifestyle contributor Tara Wellington. Good morning, Tara.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So 21 is a little different than most Januaries, no doubt about it. What kind of trends are you seeing in terms of wellness goals?
Well, I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about. And one of the big differences for this year is that everybody is thinking about wellness. You know, we're thinking about our habits, the products that we buy, our attitudes, and how that helps with wellness for families, for cities, for the planet. One of the top goals for this year to start us out would be how we can be more naturally supportive of our immune systems. You know, and one of the ways that we can do that is with making sure we get enough sleep. We want to look at those work-life boundaries to get the downtime that we need. We want to eat right and also to exercise. For those vitamins and supplements, you can look to Natrol. The company has a new immune health product line that you can check out. There's three new products that they have. Immune Biotic, and this is a delicious orange-flavored prebiotic probiotic that comes in quick-dissolve packets that you pour directly onto your tongue. They have great-tasting elderberry gummies that are packed with a blend of elderberry fruit extract, vitamin C, and zinc. And then their Easy C tablets, which are high-potency vitamin C tablets that can be easy on your tongue.
All right. What are some uncommon goals for 2021? You know, we're coming off a very unusual 2020. Anything that you're seeing as far as goals for the coming year that are a little unusual?
Yeah, I'm seeing two of them. And one of them is the goal of local health and well-being. So this means a focus on your community. And one way you can do that is by supporting your local small businesses. And this can bring you a lot of joy. It can also stimulate your local economy. Also, the wellness goal of fiscally fit with your money is also trending, and that means you're looking for savings. So this January, you can keep an eye out in your mail for the blue envelope of savings from Valpak, and lucky households nationwide will be receiving a $200 no-strings-attached check in the envelopes along with savings coupons. And this is all to help you stay on budget while also supporting local businesses. And if you scan the QR code on the envelope, you can also have access to stream Disney songs from their happiest playlist on Earth.
All right, very good. I know in 2020, everybody was learning how to bake bread and eat and drink and a lot of comfort foods, certainly in the last year. Any food or diet goals coming up in the new year?
Yeah, so see if you can add more plant-based foods into your diet. Studies show that when you eat more plants, it not only supports your health, but it also lowers your risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Plant-based foods are things like your fruits and your vegetables, your seeds and your nuts, your whole grains, legumes, and beans. And eating more plants is also fun and delicious. For example, Coconut Bliss, which is known for its plant-based ice cream treats, has a new Bliss Maker at-home ice cream machine to make your own organic plant-based ice cream. It's really fun for families. They have lots of tasty recipes. And it uses its organic plant-based soft serve ice cream mix. It's also certified vegan and gluten-free with fair trade ingredients. You can find the whole bundle at blissmaker.co for just $119.85. Now, if you have just a few more seconds, I can give you some additional goal-setting tips.
Yeah, please.
So these tips are especially for parents because parents are just so busy. They have so much on their plate right now. Three quick tips to help out. First, give each month a focus. This will make it a lot easier for you. So you have 12 months in a year, and if you could pick one main goal for each month, what would it be? So if you're wanting to lose weight, so January, maybe it would be eat smaller portions. For February, it would be maybe get a workout buddy, something like that. Second, be flexible. If the past year has taught us anything, it would be more flexible, can certainly reduce our stress, and we'll be better off. So when your schedule changes, or if you're not able to complete a goal, the way you saw it, change it up. And finally, stay more in the present. And one way to do that is with a daily journal. This is not a dear diary. Instead, at the end of the day, you're just writing a couple things that went well, a couple things that didn't, and what do you need to change up for the next day?
Great advice.
If you'd like more information, you can go to simplemomsguide.com. I have links to everything that I've talked about, as well as some additional goal-setting tips.
Simplemomsguide.com. We will check it out. Tara Wellington, always good to talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. And there you go. Some advice as we embark on a new year and try and make some new habits and do all those things that we say that we're going to do in the new year as we try and stick to those New Year's resolutions and other plans. SimpleMomsGuide.com. You can check out Tara Wellington there. 1380 WPHM.